That money's not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace.
President Trump in Davos spent some time with the Israeli prime minister. He's got a big speech today. Our Bill Zimfer joins me on the story. Hi, Bill. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Bill. I really think that Palestinian issue was the news of the day yesterday when he met with Benjamin Netanyahu. He was talking about aid to the Palestinians and saying that money will not go to them unless they come back to the bargaining table. Well, the Palestine reacted, saying if Jerusalem is off the table, which is what the president said yesterday, Jerusalem's out of it. If Jerusalem's off the table, then so is the United States off the table. The president also added that the Palestinians disrespected the U.S. by not meeting with Vice President Pence during his Mideast visit. So that is an issue that is going to continue to bubble along as we move through this World Economic Forum here, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. That whole situation, this is my analogy on that, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's like if your radio station there was going to hand out a big $10,000 bonus, and it came down to you and Mike Snyder.
You both put in
claims to it and had good reasons to put in claims to it.
Right.
And they brought in somebody from the outside like me,
yeah.
And I said, okay, it's going to Snyder. That's off the table. Well, wait a minute.
You're done. You're out of here.
About that, right? Yeah.
Good analogy. I like that, Bill. Us and the world, though, today, President Trump, a lot to be said or heard about this speech he's making, right?
Yeah, we've heard a lot about what he's going to say, that it will be America first, but not America alone, of course, and promoting his first year in office. But one thing we have also heard is going to be included is that he will say the United States will not tolerate intellectual property theft or forced technology transfer. Now, this is a direct shot at China, even though he will not mention them by name, because for a long time it has been standard operating procedure. If you want to do business in China, you got to hand over your technology or your intellectual property. So that'll be a shot at China without mentioning by name. But the president should get mixed reviews today. He'll get some positive responses, but there will be some eye rolling going on as well.
State of the Union next week. All right, Bill Zimfer on it this morning. Bill, thanks. Have a good weekend, too.
You too, Bill.
Fox's Chris Wallace joins me on News Radio WTAM 1100. At the end of the day, how'd you score last weekend when it finally all ended?
Well, I think you'd have to say the president and the Republicans won. The Democrats got themselves into a box, particularly when the Republicans were able to portray it as you're shutting down the government and hurting 300 million legal citizens of this country to help, no matter how sympathetic you think they are, people that are ultimately in this country illegally, the Dreamers. I think that was something that Democrats really couldn't sustain. And the only thing that I think you give them credit for is that they were smart enough to realize that they were losing and to end it quickly. So, you know, this is the old line, if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats stop digging.
Well said. He's already spoken to a joint session, but officially next week, the State of the Union. Should be interesting for the mood in that chamber, Chris.
Absolutely, and particularly because it is an election year, and election years are just plain different. The last time he spoke, it was 2 months or 3 months after he'd been elected president. Now it's, 8, 9 months before you have the midterm, so it's a highly political mood. Interesting to see what the president is going to push. Generally speaking, not much gets done, and if it does, it's going to have to be very bipartisan. I think there's a possibility for an infrastructure deal. Democrats always like that. There's a possibility, and frankly, I think probably a necessity, for some kind of immigration deal on the Dreamers in return for tougher border security. And my guess is the president has spent a lot of time talking about what he accomplished in 2017 and particularly the tax cut plan, which passed on a straight party line vote, and the fact that the economy is roaring. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, GDP, the growth is up, unemployment is down. We hit a new record high on the Dow Jones every week, it seems.
Yeah.
So my guess is he'll in effect be campaigning for Republicans and saying, look what we accomplished, and, you know, keep giving us the keys to the car and we'll keep improving the economy.
I'll get you out of here on this. Please allow me. I know it's a formal setting, but could you imagine Donald Trump just kind of walking around the floor of Congress for the State of the Union with his microphone like an old Donahue, just going from member to member and to talk about dealing?
Well, I could actually see him more like Oprah saying, you get a car, and you get a car.
but it is a formal setting.
It's a formal setting, but I will tell you, there is this, real quickly, there is this one thing, which is that people line both sides of the aisle that he has to walk down. And literally, this is one of the great stories in Washington, because you're not allowed to save a seat, so you have to go and park yourself and sit there. And you'll see the same familiar faces that are there every year so that they can get on camera shaking the president's hand, sometimes, you know, whispering something, and whoever the president is, about, you know, I got this issue in my district. And, it, you know, it's always a scene. So it'll be fun to watch with President Trump on Tuesday.
Look forward to it. Fox's Chris Wallace. Watch him on Fox News Sunday. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Bill.